భాగవతం ఎపిసోడ్ ఆఫ్ వన్ సోమ హూ వాజ్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ అ గ్రేట్ లీనియేజ్. హిస్ గ్రాండ్ ఫాదర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ హూ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఎవ్రీవన్ నోస్ హిస్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ బోర్న్ ఫ్రమ్ ద లేబుల్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు ద మోస్ట్ లర్నెడ్. And Brahma's son was Atrimuni. And Atrimuni, in his great maturity of penances, he shed tears of love for Supreme Lord. From those tears was born Soma. So naturally, his kula lineage is very great, undoubtedly. And also, he was very beautiful. And in his time, he had conquered the whole world, practically, because he performed such kind of Rajya Yajnas, which one cannot perform unless one is able to subdue all the kings. So, naturally, he had wealth, he had power, he had beauty, he had lineage, everything is there. But all these things led him to little attachment and pride, due to which he committed a great blunder of stealing away his spiritual master's wife, Prahaspati's wife. He thought that I only deserve her for my enjoyment, which was a very great offense. And then when he did that, then Prahaspati was cited by Lord Shiva, because Prahaspati's father was Angira, who taught Shiva very good term. So he had some sympathy for Brihaspati. So Shiva sided with Brihaspati. And Soma was accompanied by many demons who joined his side. Can you ever imagine how many demons joined the side of Soma, the demigod? Because they were simply opportunists. They thought, the demons thought that we can join the side of Soma and we can attack the other demigods and we can kill them. Because that goal is accomplished by that. In this way, he has become degraded from his position. And Brihaspati also fought back. He was also overly mentally attached. So in this way, one may wonder, how can such things happen at that level of such great demigods? Even we human beings will not want to do such things. Some people, because of this, they are very hesitant to talk about Puranas sometimes. They say that, you know, Puranas have this kind of things, they are even ashamed to talk about this. But actually the Puranas are very honest and frank in telling from Brahma down to the ant, all living beings can be subjected to attachment and false pride in this whole world. At any time. So, even in this moment of devotees, we are following the scriptures diligently, we are chanting the holy name. So, one has to perform sadhana very strictly and purely in order to get rid of the mental attachments, which is spoken of in the 10th offense. Because if one maintains mental attachments, then chanting of the holy name doesn't take much effect, because it is like the anchor is on the bank of the river and you are trying to row the boat and we are not able to progress at all. We are stuck. So one has to give mental attachment. What is mental attachment? Attachment to land, attachment to money, attachment to women, attachment to material position, attachment to fame and all these things. So these mental attachments come in various forms like this. These are the prominent ones. Attachment to having influence, all this political influence and all that. So, and this is not all. The mental attachment, when it is present in the heart of the living entity, then the allurements and temptations become attractive. Now for him, for Soma, just with his wife who was very beautiful looking, became an allurement or a temptation for which he was supposed to resist his temptation through tolerance, which he did not do. You thought I am having such power, now I can take away someone else's wife and enjoy. So you can take care of it. Like this. And also, in that position, he became very proud of his position, due to which he thought he can do anything. You can imagine, he got demons to attack the demigods. Which was even another greater offense also, unnecessarily. So, you will find in this world also, when the material goals become prominent in the mind of people, then Maya attacks by placing a seed of jealousy, envy, in the heart of the living entity. And because of that, when the seed of envy grows, all kinds of the competition leads to heart burning, the competition leads to all kinds of leg pulling and all kinds of things in this world. You can see that. It's world of cutthroat competition. And Prabhupada explains about it in 1.1.2 Bhagavatam. The spiritual world is a place free from any such competition. Okay. So, in the Rajoguna, two things are prominent. One is Sangha, another one is Krishna. Sangha means middle attachment. And Krishna means hankering for honor and pride and influence and position. So these two in Rajaguna is driving the whole material world, and these are considered the top impurities in the mind. Of course, there are many impurities in Tamaguna also. Tamaguna impurities are like, you know, confused, bewildered, indecision, panicky, insecure, so many things we can say. But because of these impurities, the jiva is stuck in this body of flesh and bones. He is not able to get liberated and go back to Godhead. So, I said just now that we have to perform the sadhana very strictly, but that is not all. Because somebody may say that I am doing Nirjal Ekadasi in the last 10 years, every day. Or I rise at 2 o'clock, I rise at 3 o'clock, and I chant extra rounds. Or I have read this. Somebody can become proud of his Sanskrit knowledge. Somebody can become proud of his Shastric knowledge. Somebody can become proud of his chanting many rounds. So, strict sadhana is not all, because after performing strict sadhana, one becomes proud. It's like putting poison in milk. Then it becomes spoiled. Is it not true? It's like putting some sand in sweet rice. It gets spoiled. But that means one has to do strict sadhana, at the same time not be proud of one sadhana. And one should take a humble position. That is why Saravati Sakrishna is a Jnana Krishna. First was tolerance. Tolerance means what? Tolerating temptations and allurements and provocations of Maya which come outside. That is one aspect of tolerance. And there are also pushings and pullings inside the one's mind also due to impurities in the mind. So one has to tolerate these things. And one has to tolerate also insults which will come from all quarters in this world. So, besides tolerating, one has to be humble. I said, why? Because pride is another disease. Just like attachment is one disease, pride is another disease. And that is why he says, you have to check, Amanina Manajana. Amanina means do not expect anything from anyone. Whatever you have, be satisfied in that position. If I am allowed to just be in the company of devotees and practice spiritual life, I should consider that as the most fortunate position in the whole creation. Beyond that, one should not have any expectation. That is Amanina. Don't expect the world. One should respect me like this. Anyway, Manadena, be willing to respect every living entity, every creature in this world. And in this way, these four segments are made by Jitra Mahaprabhu because of this only. Because when we chant the holy names of the Lord, it is not a mechanical exercise. Because I quoted the example from Srimad Bhagavatam now of such a big personality falling prey to attachment and pride. So, in our chanting, we have to diligently try to purify these taunts or impurities from our mind. And in the course of working, because the goal of spiritual life is not to achieve any material accomplishment in this world. The goal of spiritual life is to clean the heart. So we know, we have heard the word cleaning the heart, but I was giving more explanation to what is that cleaning. Because actually the chanting is a prayer. We study the Shastra so that we can get inspired to chant very vibrantly. We hear Krishna Katha, why? When we hear about Krishna Katha, Krishna's glory, then we are inspired to call His holy names with more devotion. We can do that. At the same time, apart from one sadhana, one should also make a personal endeavor. Krishna says that, Shakno tihe vayasolun sakshari vayimokshana kama krodho dhavam vidhi sayukta sasukhi naraha. He's saying, kama krodha utbhavam vidhi. Kama is attachment. Krodha comes from pride. These two things he says, utbhavam means bond. So he's saying that, Shakno tihe vayasolun means one should actually make a strenuous endeavor to restrain three things, lust, anger, greed, lag. These three things, if you don't pay attention to this, we will lag in future life. Lust, anger, and greed. And by greed, restraining this is till what? Time? Till last breath, he says. One should restrain these things till last breath and not fall down, pray to these three. Without falling down, that's why he says, yajnyatva, na punarmoham evam yasasi pandava. Now, Punar Moham, we should not fall prey again like we fell down before. And by restraining our senses and mind from pride and attachment, one has to perform sadhana with humble service attitude and praying to Krishna for purifying our heart. Then the chanting would be a more meaningful prayer. Harinam Prabhuki, to offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like to their three perversion of mercy.
అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకే వైష్ణవ ఠాకుర్.